and Marissa in the morning for this week for spring break. It's currently 9:14, about 46 degrees, and we're getting up to a high of 69 today. So it's going to be a beautiful day. Get out there and enjoy that sunshine. We have Rachel and Allison, two special guests here right now from the Child Abuse Prevention Center, because April is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And every Tuesday, we're going to have people in to share their Tuesday tips. So good morning.
Good morning.
We're so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Hi, Allison. How are you today?
Good.
Are you excited to be here?
Yes.
This is Allison's first time at a radio station, Ooh. So we are honored to have you both here. So we're doing Tuesday Tips this month for Child Abuse Awareness Month. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I don't know what tips Allison would have. Probably ice cream, right? Yeah. Buy ice cream.
Perfect. We can get behind that.
But yes, I am here for Tuesday Tips. For parents and caregivers, just everyday things, takeaways that we can do to better connect with our children. These are all from our nurturing parenting curriculum that our staff uses with our supportive parenting back at the office. And there's some simple things, but really great reminders. Simple things like give a hug. It's a reminder that releases when we hug our child or our spouse or a loved one. There's actually science and data behind that it really releases those feel-good hormones, that oxytocin. It increases self-esteem for the child, increases trust.
Wow. I didn't know all of that. That's incredible.
Yeah. So hugging, they say 20 seconds or more.
Oh, nice
every
long
day.
Hug.
Yeah, I've never hugged for that long before. I will try that today. That's all. Okay. Cute. I love that.
Yes. The second one is eye contact with your child. How many times are our children talking to us and we are driving, cooking, cleaning, doing emails, scrolling on our phone? I know mommy's guilty of this sometimes, right? but we just try once a day when your child is speaking to you, remain still, look at them in the eye, and practice active listening.
Ooh.
This helps us get in the habit of living in the presence.
Ooh.
So really good. Your child will feel listened to, but it's also really good for us to just bring it back to the presence.
Love that. Yeah. What about like getting on their level? So you're like at eye level with them. Do you think that's helpful?
Absolutely. That's actually called trauma-informed. That's something that we're trained at the center, especially when we have clients or victims coming through, to really get down on their level. We don't want to be towering over them, standing over them. That can be intimidating. So we want to get down sometimes on our knees or at their level to make that eye contact.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah. And third tip, another very easy one, read a book or even look at a book together. You don't even have to be reading it. You can just hold a book with your child. Talk about the pictures you see, and that will instill a love of literacy. Again, a lot of science and data behind this. 90% of a child's brain is developed before the age of 5.
Wow.
So this really stimulates brain development, language, literacy, creativity, emotional development. It also helps with attention span. So for those parents out there, if you have a really high-spirited child or a toddler who's running around the room, do not worry. Keep it up. Still sit there with that book. Keep reading. And what you might find it actually helps build in a habit of paying attention. Even though they're running around, they're hearing you. And it might create that habit of listening in order to understand or comprehend the story.
Wow.
I don't know if you've ever heard of the million word gap.
No.
Felicia, we're so funny.
The million word gap. Children whose parents read books every day before kindergarten knew over 100 million more words than children who weren't read to. Yeah. So it also just gives them a leg up by reading.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to talk about real-world situations in age-appropriate ways.
Wow.
So moving, bullying, popularity in school, all those tough topics. We like the Bernstein Bears, right? What Would Darla Do? What Would Danny Do? They're great books for talking about real-world situations. And it's not just for little kids. Remember to read with your teens. My son read with his dad until he was 13 years old, the Hardy Boys.
Oh, I love that. That is so sweet.
Yeah. So those are our tips. So if you combine the hugging with the reading together, bam! You're just like parent of the year there. That snuggling up, reading together, it signifies safety and love. And I would just also add to it, remember to have fun and be silly together.
So important.
Yes. Yeah. So it just, if you're everyday chores around the house, you're going to the mailbox, maybe do a silly dance or a silly song on the way to the going to get the mail. Hope there's not bills. And before you know it, your kids, right, they'll be walking to the mailbox and then they're singing, hope there's not bills. But when they fast forward, when they're adults, they're going to look back and they're going to say, Mom, remember that stupid song we sang together on the way to the mailbox? So all of these things are also helping to create tradition. So have fun. Be silly with your kids.
We absolutely love this. Agreed. This is such a great Tuesday tip for ways to connect with your child. And again, we have Rachel and Allison here from the Child Abuse Prevention Center because it is Child Abuse Awareness Month. And are you guys doing anything for the month? I know we have Aware Blue Day coming up.
Oh my gosh. We have so many fun activities and events throughout the month. We do. We have Wear Blue. So we're looking for the Hudson Valley to go blue on April 14th. Wear your blue. Spot that on social media. Tag us. This is all on our website. You'll find that there. And of course, the very fun, popular Restaurant Week. Ooh. You and your brothers like this, right? Yeah.
I'm shaking her head. Yeah, we do.
That big smile she just had.
There comes that ice cream again. So we'll talk more about Restaurant Week as we get closer, where folks can eat out, dine in, and the restaurants will be donating a portion of those proceeds back for child abuse prevention. We also have another one of Allison's favorites. They can download a pinwheel and color that and post that in their window and just show their community again that we are in support of children and families here in our community.
Absolutely love that. Again, you can find out the information at thecpca.org, and you can find them on Instagram as well. And you're going to be coming in every Tuesday for the month
every
of April.
Every Tuesday. Yay. Tuesday tips for parents and caregivers.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Rachel, and thank you, Allison. Felicia, we have something to give away?
Yeah, Rachel brought in this amazing bucket filled of, there's paint products, there's sunglasses, there's so much, and there's like a stack of books.
And good books, I might add.
Yes, good books for the family. So if you want to win this raffle, call us right now.
What number should we pick, Allison? What number do you want?
I don't know.
What's your age?
Six.
Let's do caller number six.
Caller number six right now, 845-471-9292.
Call right now and good luck.